Hello, everyone. I am your host, Liz, and I have come to you to tell you about what I recommend. This topic is slashers. Yes, if I have to say one thing in this current time is trying to find a movie series to watch or something or other. But anyway, we need to find ourselves some slashers. Because, why not? It's a good thing to do. And here are my recommendations. Now, what I recommend for good slasher movies in this time is the first Scream movie, Halloween, and a good old movie that I feel like not enough people recognize, Candyman. Yes, these are some pretty good movies from Halloween from the 70s, Scream from the mid-90s, and then Candyman from the early 90s. All of them have some pretty good practical effects, and that's usually why I like myself some pre-2000s, before late 90s slashers. Or horror movies in general, because practical effects are a need-be. Now, what I do say is average, and I'm sorry to say this, but The Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, I will say it's very innovative and whatnot, but it kind of got a little bit tiresome because of the mid-80s craze of slashers. Now, another one I do recommend is watching the original Child's Play. Yes. Child's Play. Ooh, so scary. Don't watch in the dark, people. Okay? Now, the last but not least, the thing I recommend is just watching all the sequels just to show you how bad some of these franchises got, or how good some of them got, too. For example, you can say that the best film of the Friday the 13th series actually came right in the middle of it. Like the final chapter. Oh yes, that was actually a really good entry. Or Jason Lives. Now, I will have to say Jason Lives is actually very... It knows what it is, basically. You'll have yourself a good old time. Now, I will say that the Scream, Candyman, and Halloween are like a good slasher movie simply because they kind of don't follow the formula of a slasher. Of course, there's the killer and whatnot, but they don't show too disnudity in order to get to their rated R rating. Alright, I've been your host, Liz, and I do hope wherever you are in the world that you have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, a good evening, or whatever else. Alright, you enjoy yourselves. Ciao.